Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Grammy nods and Grammy snubs. We may have a new host for the Oscars, and the Avengers once again breaking records. Romero has your sports.
Yeah. Patriots played a really fun game to watch yesterday. That's the good news. I'll tell you the bad news in a little bit.
And in the juice, Offset is dying to get Cardi back. But first, 36-year-old Worcester firefighter Christopher Roy died after battling a multi-alarm fire in Worcester yesterday. Roy had been trapped in the building on Lowell Street along with four other firefighters who all escaped, but Roy later succumbed to his injuries in the hospital. Roy leaves behind a 9-year-old daughter. The nominations for the 2019 Grammy Awards were announced on Friday. Kendrick Lamar has the most nominations with 8, thanks to his work on the Black Panther soundtrack. Drake is next with 7. Cardi B earned 5 nods, including Album of the Year for Invasion of Privacy. Surprisingly, Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, The Carters, and Kanye were all shut out of the major categories. CBS will air the 61st Annual Grammy Awards live on February 10th. Just days after Kevin Hart stepped down from his hosting duties of the Oscars, it looks like the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences already have their eyes on his replacement. Look, now, I want your opinion on this, right?
Okay.
Word is the Academy has reached out to... Take a wild guess.
It can't be a black comedian.
Yes, it can.
No,
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. You know what? Eddie Murphy hasn't done anything of relevance. I swear Eddie Murphy back in the day was really funny and really inappropriate and really on top of...
The red leather suit was classic.
I don't know what he's been doing lately. I guess, you know, he could do a good job.
Well, apparently they reached out to him in hopes he would agree to host, but a source says that it seems he is very uninterested in the job after seeing all the backlash Kevin experienced. Now, we should know officially in the next few days whether or not he accepts it.
Yeah, on the bright side, you're not going to find any old school Eddie Murphy tweets because, you know, he did a lot of inappropriate comedy,
right.
But it was before Twitter.
Before Twitter was out. Marvel gave us the first peek of the Avengers Endgame movie on Friday, and then that one day, fans viewed the trailer 289 million times within the first 24 hours, breaking the single-day record. The previous record was held by another Avengers movie. Infinity War's trailer racked up 230 million views in one day, and of those 289 million views, Romero had how many of them?
Like 97,000.
Okay, good. And Ralph Breaks the Internet once again topped the box office this weekend, taking in another $16 million, followed by The Grinch with $15 million and Creed 2 with $10 million. And in the juice, Nick Cannon senses some hypocrisy in Hollywood. More on the Kevin Hart thing, just days after he got heat for homophobic tweets, which forced him to step down from hosting the Oscars. Nick has dug up some homophobic tweets from other comedians like Sarah Silverman, who once tweeted back in 2010 that The Bachelor was a rhymes with maggot. Chelsea Handler once tweeted using the word that rhymes with mag. And Amy Schumer also used that word once in tweet. These are all from years ago, but Nick Cannon went back and was digging all these up.
He's proving a point.
He did. He tweeted out, interesting. I wonder if there was any backlash here. So Cardi B pissed off that people would think her breakup from Offset was for publicity. Talking on Instagram Live, she says that she actually hates publicity.
Yeah, okay.
I really be thinking that people just do anything for publicity. I don't even give a fuck about publicity. I be telling blogs not to even post me. So why would you think that I will put my family in some bullshit?
Because every time somebody says one slight thing about you, hop on Instagram Live and address it. So clearly you care about publicity.
Yeah, but that's what I love about her personally. And more on the Cardi Offset breakup. Now, you knew this was coming as Offset wants her back and he's not afraid. Let everybody know. We tweeted last night, F y'all, I miss Cardi. And sources are saying that he's trying desperately to win her back. Meanwhile, an old Instagram live video was coming back to bite Cardi in the ass. In this video that went live a few weeks ago, she was going off about how he would never leave her because her sex game is too good.
I look f***. It's okay, though, because I got good p***. We're not going nowhere. Now, with this good-ass f- mouth, if I'm drunk, I might put the whole d- and the b-
oh
in my mouth.
God.
What's up?
Oh, my God.
Hold on a second. Let me marinate on that.
Why? And, of course, after that, now all her rivals and Nicki fans are coming back and throwing that in her face. Like, he's not going to leave you. What?
Yeah, well, she thinks that's all. That's what's going to keep him there. That's where she, you know, you need a little bit of a semblance of a personality.
Yeah, but hence his tweet from last night, though. Now we know why he's missing her so much. Here is Romero with sports.
Thank you, Melissa. Yes. In sports yesterday. Okay, let's go with the good news first. Tom Brady looked really, really good. He set the record for the most career touchdown passes, of course, including the playoffs, with 580. He was 27 of 43, 358 yards, 3 touchdowns, looking great. Patriots offense looked like they were in sync. It was a fun game to watch, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Now, the bad part was the last fourth, which was... the Dolphins with 7 seconds left. The old, you know, hike the ball, throw it to somebody, just lateral until eventually the other
Desperado
team.
Desperado play.
Yeah, until the other team, you know, eventually tackles, you know, some guy who has the ball, because that lateral crap only works when you're playing street ball and you're like 10 years old. Except for yesterday. Somehow, the Dolphins took the damn ball to the end zone. They scored a game-winning touchdown, just tossing it back and forth. And they only lateraled twice, by the way. I'm making it sound like they were lateraling like all over the field. No, two of them, and then they just ran past everybody. And I'm convinced that some of the Patriots, maybe they had money on themselves losing the game, because there was a few times that those Dolphins guys could have gotten tackled and the Patriots guys were like, hey, no, just run this way. There's nobody over here.
Is it me, or did it look like Gronk was in quicksand? Like, well, he legit looked like he was Gronk, running in slow motion.
Everybody's, you know, complaining about Gronk being in the game. That's because they were expecting the Dolphins, you know, just to throw the ball into the end zone. The Hail Mary, which Gronk would jump up and knock it down. Yeah. So when he saw the guy running, he was like, oh my God, I'm supposed to chase this guy.
Yeah, I didn't mind him being in, because that's what he's there for, to deflect when it's a Hail Mary, but still.
But he's not going
to
chase anybody down, let's be honest.
Right.
I mean, it was a terrible game, and what made it worse was that Kansas City won they almost lost their game. They went into overtime and won their game, so now there's no chance of the Patriots getting that number one seed. Luckily, Pittsburgh lost.
They're lucky to try to get a bye at this point. Never mind the number one seed.
Yeah, it was bad. Next week, by the way, they take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Your Bruins, they won in overtime 2-1 over the Ottawa Senators. Torrey Krug scored the winning goal, 3:07 into overtime. And the Arizona Coyotes are in town for a game tomorrow, okay? Celtics are on a roll right now. My God, they absolutely manhandled and violated the Chicago Bulls on Saturday. They set a team record by winning by 56 points.
Okay, I was away all last week, so they've been doing well. They won last week.
They won 5 games in a row.
Wow.
They're on a 5-game winning streak.
They need to go away more often.
Melissa, they won 133-77. That's like a college basketball score when it's like a number 2 seed versus an unranked
team.
It's crazy. They're going to take on the Pelicans tonight at 7:30. Hopefully, they'll get their 6th win in a row. And Monday Night Football tonight, Vikings versus the Seahawks, 8:15. That's your sport.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats too from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive. Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass. State License Number MR281332.